Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get to Cash. Love it.
Hate it.
In just a few moments here, I think this could end up being the really weird quarterback draft where we end up having four guys, and it might not behoove you to take the first guy off the board. Like, this might be one of those drafts where it's kind of like, okay, 2018 was a year where it was like Baker ended up being the number one pick, but if a different team had the number one pick, it would have been Sam Darnold. If a different team from that would have had it, it might have been Josh Rosen or Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the kind of year, except without maybe the ceiling of the prospects.
I mean, it feels like it's going to be what it was last year in many ways. Like, you might have one quarterback that separates itself to be taken number one overall, but like, you're going to have to actually do your job as a talent evaluator in the NFL. Like, right now, guys that worked with Jackson Dart, good job. You did it right. But like, that's what it's going to come down to, which I actually kind of like when it works out that way, where you actually like really get to see what teams put in the work and are able to identify and figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it becomes how do they fit your system? And I actually think there are more guys who actually fit what Kevin Stefanski wants to do. Garrett Nussmeier's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe fit some of the other systems. So I think if Kevin's still here, that's probably a good sign that you're going to have somebody that, okay, maybe they might not be a franchise quarterback, but maybe you have another kind of Baker Mayfield level talent.
Is Danny Cannell the only person that can come on here and say that he didn't believe in Texas and Arch Manning, and we actually are like, okay, maybe that's true?
Yeah.
I might be the only one. Like, legitimately, when I'm asking like where all the predictions, where this all went south, and in particular with Arch Manning, he might be the only one. Because I remember him comparing him to like Ben Simmons from a mental capacity at one point. And it's like, I mean, nobody was saying these things about Arch. Danny might be the only one that gets the exception here.
All right, let's go ahead. It's Thursday at 6:30. Where do we go? I think you know where we go.
It's time to put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
And to go out to the fan hotline and welcome on Cash Lovett.
Hate it.
Cash, what's up, my man?
Oh, not too much. Getting ready for another beautiful Thursday.
Well, I've seen what it looks like outside. I think we're talking maybe like in an existential way. I'm sure it can be beautiful. We're talking about in actuality. I would not call what's happening right now beautiful.
Why not? We actually have leaves changing colors versus just dying and falling off the tree. So I'm going to take it.
You know, the only people who care about foliage are people who don't live in the north.
Glass half full guy. I didn't peg you for that, Cash. I like this development out of you.
Hey, you know, from the south, we get a little bit of it, but that was one of the big perks of moving up here. Seeing a little bit of color.
I'll take 70 degrees in like November.
Yeah,
I'll
like
take
when
that.
I lived in Houston, and it was always nice. Except for like the actual summer when it got really really hot. But
when
like
it was 110 with humidity.
It was always fun because friends in the Midwest and family in the Midwest would always post these photos of snow, and I would be like, ah, yeah, it's 75 and awesome. I relished in that. What part of the South were you in?
Just under Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, okay. I got nothing but the Peabody Ducks there. That's the extent of my knowledge.
I was thinking about Dolly Parton and her
nice barbecue.
Dolly wasn't too far. Everyone loves Dolly. But, I mean, really, the Peabody Ducks even are known up here. That's all we get to know them for.
I mean, when I think Memphis, I think the Peabody Ducks. Yeah, is that not right?
I think barbecue because I'm fat.
And then Beale Street, obviously. I've gotten drunk a couple times on Beale Street. That's always a good time.
There we go. I'll take that. And I mean, at least it's better than the Bass Pro Pyramid. So you know,
that is a cool pyramid, though. That's a sweet Bass Pro. Nick, have you ever seen that Bass Pro?
I have not.
It looks like it should be
an Egyptian period,
basically. But if a pyramid was decorated with diamonds, and it looks ridiculous from the highway, but it's kind of cool.
All right, Cash. Let's get started with Thursday night football game. People can hear right here on 92.3 The Fan. Vikings at Chargers. How are we feeling?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Not well. Went back and forth on this a lot, but the important thing is we have now gone under the key number of 3.5, so we get a push. I know that primetime favorites have been absolutely atrocious over the past 3 weeks, so if it doesn't make sense, it makes perfect sense. We're going to be riding with the Chargers -3.
All right, before we get back to the NFL with the Browns game, obviously, let's go to the college game. Ole Miss at OU. What's the read?
Ole Miss played fantastic offense, scored every single time except for the last three. Georgia obviously did the same exact thing with some field goals mixed in. They ran the ball. They tired out that Ole Miss defense. What can OU not do? Run the ball. What does John Mateer look like? Not crazy legs, soft hands. They're going to not be able to keep up. Ole Miss is going to grab some points, +5.5, but we don't need them. Ole Miss on the money line, +170 in Norman, Oklahoma.
All right, another vaunted matchup of heavyweights in college football, Mizzou versus Vanderbilt. I mean, this one's been generations in the making. What do you got?
We're going to have a lot of fun with it. We're going back to Vandy, as you just said. We just lost out on the under last week, so we're going to go right back to it. Under 52.5 points. We get past that key number of 51. Mizzou loves running the ball. Vandy predominantly runs the ball. Vandy cannot stop predominant runners. Amon Hardy is going to have a nice comeback game. He's been a little bit slow the last 2 weeks. So we're going to stick with the under 52.5.
BYU at Iowa State. What's the read?
We've been in the weeds and we've been in the woods this year. So I wanted to keep it simple. What is the one thing you don't want to see when you're going through the woods? A bear. What does BYU have? Bear. Go ahead. Take the Storm and Mormons +2.5.
I would have said snakes. I don't want to see a snake and like a copperhead. I lived in Charlotte for 4 years. I saw one of those once, and it was a baby, and I messed myself there, friend. I'm not going to lie.
Twist the ankle? Well, are you sure it was a copperhead or just not a vine sticking out through the woods?
It was a copperhead. And, well, the funny thing is, so that's not even the worst snake story. When my wife came back up here, she had a big garden down in Charlotte, and she was like, I can only go back if you promise to water the garden. And so we had a 100-foot hose that I have to walk out to the far edge of the property and work my way back. And so we're getting about halfway up, and I chucked that sucker farther than I needed to because I was getting frustrated. So I had to correct, and I leaned my hand down to pick it up, and I followed it. And it was, again, about a 100-foot black hose. And I'm, like, watching my hand go up. And all of a sudden, I realize that I'm no longer following the hose. Turns out I have my hand on a like 9-foot black snake whose head was poking out just outside the woods there. And I screamed like a woman and I ran inside and I didn't go outside until the next morning.
That explains your Google search of 9-foot black snake.
That's for a different thing. That's for a different thing. Mm. I just want to know what's venomous around here.
That's it. That's all. Yeah. Just research. That's all it is. I like that Cash doesn't know how to deal with that yet.
So Browns Patriots, how we feeling here, Cash?
Believe it or not, we're going to be riding with the Browns. We are now at the key number of 7. So we get 7 amazing points, which I think the Browns are going to need every single one of them. But when you look at it, the Patriots have not really played a tough defense. I know the Browns defense hasn't traveled that well over the past 3 years, but there's not a lot of key weapons for them to worry about. Myles Garrett's going to be able to pick on a rookie left tackle. And I think they're going to keep it close.
All right, Cash, it's always great talking with you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Y'all have a good one.
You
avoid
too.
The snakes.
Look at that. Avoid snakes. Avoid some of those searches.
Put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
He even hit us with a y'all at the end to make sure.
I heard that. I want to comment on that, too. That was him being like, I did live in Memphis.
Now, in fairness, he's hit us with a y'all before.
I think it's just who he is.
I think he might just be a y'all guy. It's easy. When you're down there, guys, I became really good at the y'all.
I like doing the y'all. You know, I never got good at just doing the y'all fluently and just dropping it in, but I definitely did try when I was there.
And the funny thing is, most people can't y'all. My household, everybody could y'all.
It's really fun. It's a fun thing. Also, you get into it, you know. As I had cowboy boots, I was saying y'all. It was just it's a good time.
Listen, those West Virginia, Tennessee genetic roots were coming out, and I'm not going to apologize for a damn thing. In case we missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.